We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, everybody.
Listen up.
It's Tuesday.
Another Tuesday.
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
So the purpose of this show is to educate, to motivate.
Just want to be ready in case anything wacky happens.
I heard that this show is, like, really good for
entertaining and educating.
Say what?
Okay, maybe not.
But it's fun.
Okay, that'll work.
That'll work.
It's showtime, folks.
Okay, I set the building on fire.
Good morning and welcome to the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Here's the weirdest thing. So last night I went to bed really early and I got 7 hours of sleep. Never do I get 7 hours of sleep. And I am more tired today. I am more tired on seven than I am on five.
It happens like that sometimes.
Yeah. It might have been just because you woke up in the middle of a deep sleep.
Oh my God. I am just dragging this morning.
Well, I was all set to go to bed early, and then I said, I'm just going to read one more chapter in my book. Nope.
What time did you get to bed?
9:40.
Well, see, that's early for me. I usually go to bed at 10.
Early is like, or my normal time is 8.
I went to bed at 8:30, and I thought, man, this is early, but I'm doing it.
Neighbors had a party last night. I couldn't sleep. And I think I'm just overwhelmed with excitement for Taylor Swift tonight.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I know. That was the other thing. I needed to go to bed early because
Taylor Swift.
Taylor.
I'm going to have to nap today.
I have a golf tournament today, so that's why I went to bed early because I'm not going to be home until this evening. It didn't
work. Should we just get out of here early? Everybody nap a little bit?
Listen, and then I ran into somebody that works at our sister station with Mark Cox, you know, Denise. Mm-hmm. And she was all, like, hopped up on the caffeine. She's like, oh, I'm all caffeinated. Coffee does not affect me like that.
It doesn't?
Not at all.
It's because you have so much because you have it so regularly.
Do you think that's it?
Yeah.
Because I'm bouncing off the walls.
I could drink coffee before I go to bed and it won't do anything to me.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Easily.
My mom drinks a cup of coffee before bed.
Oh, see, if I even have half a soda before bed, I'm not going to sleep.
I could have it all. Give me all the caffeine.
It's crazy.
Yes.
What does it mean when coffee doesn't affect you?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I need it because I would be way more tired, but it doesn't make me like, hey.
Right.
Hey, folks.
Did it ever?
I don't know.
It must have.
I don't even remember. I made the switch from soda to coffee about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a soda person in the morning. And then I got off of soda completely and started with the coffee. I don't know. I was also much younger. You know, I had more energy just naturally.
Yeah.
Now it's totally different.
I think you get desensitized to it. Because I also find the longer I go, if I go a certain period of time without any caffeine at all, and then I have it, I am just a different person.
You're not a regular coffee drinker.
No.
It's nice, though, isn't it?
It is nice. Yeah, it feels great.
It's delightful, I like to say. All right, well, hopefully I'll wake up at some point. If not, we got a lot of people on this show. And we have a lot to do today, too. We have Miss Connections with Lance Hildebrand. It's a very special day in food, so foodstuffs will be exciting. A couple proposals, and of course, the Emmys last night. And we'll run down all the winners, all the big moments. I watched part of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
No.
I just don't care. I mean, I want my shows to win, but I watched the opening, which I think has the entertainment value.
You've been burned too many times.
Yeah.
Where you watch it and you're like, oh, that's exactly what I thought was going to happen. I could have been asleep by
now. How many people are going to watch the marvelous Mrs. Maisel today?
Man.
It's been on my list anyway, but now I think I'm diving in.
I don't think I knew it was created by the Gilmore Girls woman.
Yeah.
And which gives me more reason, but I don't have Amazon. I'm not getting another one.
And how funny was she last night with all those awards? What's her name? Why can't I think of
Amy Paladino.
Sherman Paladino.
Sherman Paladino.
I have Amazon. I'll return the favor since you lended me your Hulu account.
That's right.
I don't need this out on the airwaves, guys. We don't need the cops coming in here.
Come get us. That was actually a joke last night, too. How can Netflix spend this much money on original programming when everybody just uses their friends' accounts anyway?
Right.
Today, hot and humid. Courtney and Company on Y98. It's an early start, and it's going to be a steamy day with a high of 94.
This doesn't seem like that crazy to me, because I feel like this has happened to me a ton. When you listen to music that really hits you, you get goosebumps. The hairs on your arms stand up.
Yeah, I get it all the time.
Yeah. Okay, well, according to a new study out of Harvard, if music has ever given you goosebumps and made the hairs on your arm stand up, it's a sign that you're thriving. You're a good person. Huh. You have an emotional connection to music. You're more likely to be healthier, happier, friendlier, and wealthier.
Really?
Yes.
When does that start?
Yeah.
Women are more likely to get the...
What is
Jennifer Lopez called?
Goosies.
Than men. But for most people, it happens quickly, like during the first minute of the song.
That seems a little strange.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, because you know how you hear a song that hits you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's happened so many times.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think of my...
I can't imagine not possessing the ability to
do it.
Especially
if it's like the words are like, huh, you know?
And I feel like a lot of times music or certain songs will hit me more when I'm like...
It's not like you're right choking now. Up.
I know, but I was about to say, when you're like down or things aren't good.
You hear
and that's
them more.
That affects you more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You listen to the words when you're down.
Exactly.
Like, oh, wow.
If I'm like doing well, I'm like...
Yeah, but if you're in your car and you're alone and it's like you have it cranked up.
Mm-hmm. Pull over, have a good cry.
Knowing you'd get pulled over and then a police officer would come and give you a ticket for something and you wouldn't be able to get out of it.
Right.
Like Damian Rice to me, all of his songs like give me the chills, and I think it's because of the strings.
Yeah.
Because of the...
Strings will do it.
I mean, that high, you know, really that just you can feel it in your...
Yeah.
Just in your chest.
Yeah.
All the time.
Strings. Yes.
And it means you're a good person, apparently.
Do you feel it?
No, this isn't working.
I actually...
Oh, now I do.
I need a minute.
Those strings are giving me chills.
Yeah, I'm getting emotional.
I might need to cry now. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. I know Jen's already thinking about it. I'm sure Kevin's got his from last year because he likes to buy it on clearance. Halloween costumes.
Oh, Nora's changed her mind easily half a dozen times.
Kevin?
Yeah. Jackson, we actually went through his closet and he's outgrown a lot of his costumes. And the nice thing is they're not as expensive as they've been in years past.
Some are, though, because I'm looking at the top. The hottest selling costumes thus far.
Yeah.
This far out for Halloween. And one of them's like that big dinosaur. Those are expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
It has the fan inside.
Yes.
Those are cool.
I don't know if it has a fan inside.
So that, then it I think inflates, that's a height. Right?
I really don't know. Here it is. There it is.
Yeah, it inflates.
So this one's for kids and it's only $65.
That ain't bad. Only $65.
I mean,
they wear it once.
It's a lot of fun you're going to get out of that thing.
Yeah. I feel like you can do pranks in it and have some fun throughout the years.
It's me. It's not a real dinosaur. It's just me.
Yeah. Finn has saved me a lot of money because let's go over what he's been the past couple of years. 2 years ago, he was a soccer player, so he wore his Messi jersey that he wears every other day. Last year, he decided to be a baseball player, so he borrowed Manny Machado's jersey from his friend and wore all of his baseball equipment. And this year, he said he wants to be a golfer.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
He's so easily swayed by excitement, isn't he? I love that kid.
Yeah, so I'm like, golfer, we've already got that costume. That's fantastic.
Golf shirt?
Yep.
Is he going to wear pants? Because if he's a
You have to wear pants.
If he's a real golfer.
Yeah, khakis.
Khakis and...
You should do the socks. You should go Payne Stewart.
Oh, like do the knickers?
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. That way people will know who he is. Otherwise, they're like, this kid decided not to dress up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
And a funny golf hat, too.
Yeah.
And he could say he's Bryson DeChambeau. He wears the Payne Stewart hat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, here are the most popular so far. And I know you guys dress up usually, Jen.
We do. I think we have a family costume.
Are you going to be the Incredibles? That's number one.
Yeah. Adorable.
Nora wanted to be
Mrs.
Oh, God. Nora wanted to be Mrs. Incredible, and she told me I could be Violet Incredible. I think Violet gets to wear a skirt, but then she let me be the mom.
Black Panther, number two.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
cool.
Wonder Woman, coming in at three.
That's one. It's in my top three list of things I'm going to...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Stranger Things costumes.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
I mean, you can buy the first year
outfit. Still regret not being 11 when my head was shaved, when all my hair fell out.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Darn it.
Get a box of Eggos and you're good to go.
It was so early on. Stranger Things had just come out that there were no... I couldn't find a dress that fit me.
Now they have them available.
I know.
The seven dress, the little pink number. Mm-hmm. Rick and Morty comes in next. Harry Potter.
Huh.
I guess Harry
Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a little kid wearing a Deadpool costume is very funny.
Like one or two. They're not old enough to realize what they're doing.
Right.
Game of Thrones, then, is another funny costume to put on a little kid.
Yeah.
Zombies, any kind of zombie. Zombies are always easy.
Yeah.
You know, you can be anything and be a dead whatever.
Yes. It's like a hobo.
Yes,
I feel like that's what we're going to end up doing for the Ludo show. Zombie. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because it's Night of the Living Ludo, isn't it? Or whatever it is.
Yeah, you kind of have to be zombies.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you have your whole...
Is that we're rising from the dead?
Yes.
It's a reunion, yeah.
All right. I don't know what that even means. Descendants.
It's a TV show.
That's the Disney
Channel.
Yeah, they're all like the sons and daughters of like the princesses or the villains of Disney movies.
Clueless.
Really?
Really?
Still?
Still. Okay. Well, because girls want to wear that outfit.
Yeah.
The Cher outfit. PJ Masks.
That's another PJ Masks. Disney cartoon.
Yeah.
Kevin, I think you need to do a little work and come up with some good ideas for people. I mean, these are
all right.
Not that interesting.
I'm still working on the Art Heck Buick costume.
Is that even around anymore?
No, that's the difficulty of trying to make it work.
You can do better than that, Kevin.
All right.
Right. We'll give you a couple minutes. And
you
yeah.
get 2 minutes.
No. Clay Cooley?
No.
All right.
Is he gone? Is he out of here already?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Clay Cooley. That was a winner.
It was a winner.
Yeah.
I do recall that one.
What's Clay Cooley's slogan you always?
Shot me first, shot me last. I'm not from here.
All right, about 7 minutes, and we'll get Kevin's Halloween ideas. But first, news and Lance Hildebrand with traffic. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show with you on a Tuesday morning. Rest up because Taylor Swift is tonight. And hopefully, from all those tickets we gave away Thursday, Friday, and yesterday, you are in possession of your tickets.
We talk about this a lot. And on Judge Judy, if you are engaged and you're given a ring in hopes to walk down the aisle, and that does not happen, the ring goes back. Period.
Right. That makes total sense. Right.
Period.
But if you're married for even a week, then...
I think it's yours.
Yeah. Then it's yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
But it's an agreement of like, this is yours, but something else is going to happen.
He gave me this as a gift. No, he gave you this as a promise to wed.
He gave you this as you were going to spend the rest of your life with him.
Yes. Well, this just went to court and they made a judgment. And this is, I think, what most judges are going to rule. There's a couple that met in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but then they both moved to New York. He proposed to her on the Brooklyn Bridge. Mm. This was like about 6 years ago, okay? And he gave her an extravagant 3-carat ring from a really expensive jeweler. The ring, about $40,000.
Okay.
But the couple never walked down the aisle, and they broke up within a year of the engagement. And this guy had been asking her, return the ring. Mm-hmm. And she kept making excuses up, like, I guess Hurricane Sandy just happened.
Yeah.
So she was dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, and he was harassing her.
Mm-hmm.
And then was saying that the ring was only valued at $13,000. So they needed to go to court to decide. But the guy that was suing her, trying to get the ring back, kept receipts. He paid $39,000 for the ring. And he also had an additional $40,000 on an insurance policy. So he bought insurance on the ring as well. So they went back and forth, but the judge finally just ruled that the undisputed facts show that the ring was given in contemplation of marriage and that marriage did not occur. So the diamond or the retail cost has to be given back to this guy within 45 days.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, that's just the way it is.
Right.
Don't you agree?
What was her deal? Why was she fighting about the value of it? Like, why didn't she, if she had, you know, why
don't you think she wanted to keep it?
Right, but it's strange
that she would hire lawyers and even go that far.
Well, she had to hire a lawyer because he hired lawyers.
Right, but still, I mean, you would think, here, just take the ring.
Why would you want it?
Right.
Because it's $40,000.
Yeah.
That's right. The only reason.
I mean, why would she? Right.
And he's like, I still live in New York, and if I sell this, I can pay for 3 months rent.
Right. I need mine back. I mean, not even a thought.
Yeah. Why do you want to hold on to that? That's bad juju.
Yes.
That money. And then when you sell it, it's bad juju, too.
That's why I don't even go down that road in the first place.
Oh, yeah. That's it. There are gifts, though, that you would want back. And I'm going to bring up the shoes.
Oh, yeah. I don't. You know how I feel about that.
I know.
I got some shoes from a girlfriend, and we broke up, and I gave them back.
Because she wanted you guys to give each everything back.
Everything. Like the small things, the big things.
You loved those shoes?
I love them. I still look at, I have a few pictures. I wore them on stage a few times, so I have pictures of them, and every time I see them, I get sad.
He saved pictures of his shoes.
They were great shoes.
Why can't
you just buy them?
You can't find them.
Oh,
yeah, I know, right?
They were like limited edition.
Yes.
It's hurtful. And she probably just like threw them away.
She may have, yeah. I don't know. I try not to think about it.
Have you ever thought about maybe getting back with her just to get the shoes?
I don't think she'd be into that.
Did not end well.
Entertainment Schmidt.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Good.
The Emmys last night and your big winners. Actually, some surprises. So I mispronounced it yesterday. It's the Marvelous Mrs.
Maisel.
Maisel.
I think it's just Maisel.
Maisel.
I think it's Maisel.
I don't really know.
You would think after all the wins last night, we would still know how to pronounce. We would know how to pronounce it now, but we still don't. Best comedy series, best actress, best supporting actress.
I was so happy Tony Shalhoub didn't take one. The Emmy loves him.
Was he up? Emmy's again?
Yes, he was up for that show.
Yeah, for best supporting actor.
For Monk?
For best supporting actor, but it ended up going to Henry Winkler.
Yes. Oh, yeah. One of the best moments of the night, I think.
Yeah. Awesome.
It was sweet.
I only have 37 seconds. I wrote this 43 years ago. Okay. Can I just say, Skip Brittenham said to me a long time ago, if you stay at the table long enough, the chips come to you. And tonight, I got to clear the table.
It was really sweet at the very...
And the kids, Jed, Zoe, and Max, you can go to bed now. Daddy won!
By the way, Courtney looked it up. His kids are 35, 42, and...
and they're not like... They're not living with Daddy anymore, I don't think.
But like you said, he wrote it years and years ago.
I know, it's so cute.
He won that for the show Barry on HBO that stars Bill Hader. Bill Hader also won Best Actor for that show.
Wow.
And then for Best Drama, really, it was all over the place. We talked about how there are so many great shows nominated, and Claire Foy won for The Crown. Which is great, since she's not going to be reprising that role. They've aged her out of it.
Karen Landrum is not happy about the
I'm not
characters.
Happy about it either.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Reese for The Americans, one for Best Actor. Peter Dinklage for Best Supporting Actor for Game of Thrones. And Thandie Newton for Westworld. And then Game of Thrones won for Best Drama. No surprise, I think, to anybody.
And what did you say, Tim? Only two... shows that are on network television picked up anything last night?
During the actual broadcast, you know, two shows on broadcast TV, which are Saturday Night Live and then the guy who directs the Oscars won an Emmy as well.
Glenn Weiss. And the reason we know his name is because when he won the Emmy for directing the Oscars, he got up during his acceptance speech and proposed to his fiance.
Love it.
He brought her on stage and gave her his mother's ring.
Just kind of cool because he's obviously like invested in the telecast. He's like, what could really put this thing over there? Fine, I'll do it.
Yeah, right. Everyone's like, really? Do we really need this award televised? And he's like, yeah, we do.
I'm going to need you guys to trust me on this one. I've got something planned.
And his mom was like, hey, that's my ring.
Betty White came out on stage, 96 years old, and... she had a little trouble delivering her speech. Some people were a little concerned.
I wonder why. She's 90.
Right!
Yeah. Mm.
And then, as far as Emmy wins, Netflix tied HBO for the most wins with 23.
Wow.
It's the first time a streaming service has
been honest. That's not that many considering how many shows they make in comparison to how many shows HBO makes.
Good point.
That is a good point.
You know?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, show-to-win ratio.
Mm.
Yeah.
There's a big discrepancy between the two. Amazon, because of The Marvelous Misses, won 8. And Game of Thrones had the biggest of any show with 9. By the way, on the red carpet, Chrissy Teigen addressed this. She actually put it up on her Instagram story to begin with. And her mom confirmed that we've been saying her name wrong this whole time.
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Teigen. Isn't it, Mom?
Yep.
I told you, it's Teigen.
But she said she doesn't care. Everyone's going to keep saying
it wrong. And she says it like that.
She does, too. She got tired of correcting people, apparently. Wow. So she said, sorry, Dad. We're going to keep calling it. We're going to keep saying
change it now.
Teigen.
That's rough.
Too far gone. Julie Chen leaving The Talk. She'll make an announcement in a pre-taped message on today's
That's
show.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. And on the red carpet last night at the Emmys, Alec Baldwin said that his niece, Haley, and Justin Bieber did indeed run off and get married.
Really?
Thanks, Uncle.
Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah, I know, right? Don't anybody tell Uncle Alex. He has such a big mouth. Too late.
I thought he and his brother, Haley's dad, didn't really talk anyway. So that would be weird if he knew that,
I
right?
Know.
Right,
yeah.
Maybe he's closer with Justin Bieber than he is.
Yeah, Alec and... yeah.
And then Kanye West announced as the musical guest for the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. It's in just a couple weeks, September 29th, and Adam Driver will host.
I'm in. What?
I like Adam Driver, I just did not like him as Darth Vader.
Kylo Ren.
He didn't play Darth Vader.
Whatever. Yeah. Whoever he was.
He was like the whiny
character. It was distracting
on,
to me.
He was the whiny character on Girls with a Halloween costume on.
Yeah.
Keep the mask on.
And he kept taking the mask
off. Right. Now
keep
he kept the mask on.
You know when Darth Vader took his mask off? He died.
Right. Kylo Ren, like every couple seconds, is like, it's me. I have another thing I want to tell you, Dad. I don't like that. That's Entertainment Schmig. We'll whine a little bit more in 8:40. And, of course, if you ever miss the Schmig or anything else on the show, you can listen to it in podcast form online at Y98.com, Apple Music, Google Play, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Lance Hildebrand now with your favorite look of trash.
We don't often
my favorite.
We don't often lead with items in St. Genevieve, but hey, any excuse to play this one.
The kettle on the loose again.
Yeah.
The kettle on the loose.
This is becoming too much of a regular problem.
The kettle on the loose again. Some kettle on the loose.
You think they do it just for the song?
Maybe.
I think cattle listen to the show a lot. And it's like, I just want to be on the Courtney and Company show. Just want a little shout out. Hey, St.
One good one. Tell me that you'll be the good one, baby. I just need one good one to stay.
Y98 with Lady Gaga, who, by the way, was the most tweeted about star at the Toronto Film Festival, and her new movie, A Star is Born, the most mentioned film on Twitter from the festival. It opens in theaters October 5th.
I'm excited about seeing it.
I am too.
All right, I'm going to be out this afternoon and then this weekend, so I'm looking forward to seeing everyone today at the Luca Foundation Golf Tournament at Tapawingo. Thank you. It's a really cool organization. So they started this because they wanted to help this boy named Luca, who is battling leukemia. He's doing really well right now. He's 9 years old. But he couldn't go to school because of all the treatments. So they wanted to keep up with his studies. So they got him a robot to help with his studies. And their goal is to buy 5 or 6 more robots for kids that are battling illnesses, so it helps them with their education,
so cool.
And they don't miss anything.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really cool organization, and I'll be there today playing golf. Hopefully they get our names right on our carts, because Sunday I played in a tournament, and my name was Courtney Landrieu, and Nick's was
Mr. Nick.
We should put that on the Instagram page. Yeah. Courtney and Co. Y98.
He has been Nick Landrieu before on the sign.
All the time.
Uh-huh. And then Friday, I'm going to be at the Belleville Oktoberfest, tapping the keg, and I'm really tapping a keg. That's not a euphemism for anything. They bring a keg over from Germany, so it's authentic German beer, and I, along with John Pertzborn from Fox 2, will tap the keg. He will outdo me because it'll be an all German attire, but it's going to be all weekend long, and Friday night when I'm there, Survivor hits the stage. It's going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to it. And the weather looks perfect for it as well. All right, I want to tell you about a video that Kevin put online, and I don't know why I'm so disgusted by this story. So you know the claw machines that are everywhere?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Nick is very good at the claw machine. Mm. And they're always cheapy toys.
Mr. Nick.
Yes, he is. They're always cheapy stuffed animal toys. You know,
we had one at Buffalo Wild Wings, like on a road trip. And it was a plastic ball.
That's higher dollar.
It was like soft plastic. But it was one of those ones where they said, keep playing until you win.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. And finally, I was like, we need to get back on the road. We still have to drive 7 hours because it maybe took 782 chances to win this thing.
Well, there's a video that Kevin posted online. There's a place in New Hampshire that has a game called Barber Cut Light. And it's kind of like a claw machine, only instead of dropping a metal claw to grab a stuffed animal, you press buttons to try to make 2 pairs of scissors cut a string holding a prize.
That is a lot of work.
And they're high dollar prizes.
Like what?
Well, I know what. There's a Nintendo Switch in there.
What?
There's some heavy duty prizes.
Yeah.
Because they're big prizes, there's also a big, big slot on the machine to where the prize can be dumped out.
Oh, no.
There's a dad that has his toddler go in there and start grabbing stuff and keeps throwing stuff out of the claw machine for him. And then they get him out. He's not even looking around. People are filming him. He's not even worried about what he's doing.
Mm.
It's unreal.
Yeah. When you said it was a disgusting story, I thought the toddler was going to climb in there and have an accident with the scissors.
Oh, man.
I didn't realize it was like disgusting, like immoral.
Right. I mean, you know, and then there's another kid standing there, another one of his kids watching all, this is the behavior you're teaching them.
Right.
That's not good.
Is this all on video?
It's all on video. So the police are trying to track him down now.
I,
I did one time at Blueberry Hill see a child crawl into the claw machine, and she was just trapped in there. They couldn't get her out.
On their own.
Oh, right. Yeah, she wasn't trying to steal anything, I don't think. If not, like, really good cover. Because she's in there just crying, but you couldn't hear anything, you know?
Because
she's in the glass, yeah. And so people freaked out. I went through so many quarters trying to get her out, I just couldn't.
You tried to claw her out.
Fire department had to come, and it was, it ended up being funny. I wanted to video so bad, but I was, you know, this family's freaking out. I wasn't going to do that, but.
How's the air in there? I mean, is the air okay? Is there enough oxygen getting in there?
You can't hear her at all. I feel like it's not great.
Yeah, it's probably not great. They had to break the thing open and get her out.
Wow.
I feel like you need to watch Nora around claw machines.
Right. She might be a little too big.
She might be.
We lucked out on one thing.
Don't you know, girl, I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, the one. Don't you know, girl, don't you know, girl, I am the one for you.
I'm the one.
Yeah, the one. Don't you know, girl, don't you know.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company morning show. Hopefully everybody's that's going to Taylor Swift tonight is going to be able to get a little nap in. Lots of kids. Because you said Taylor Swift won't go on stage until 8:45-ish.
I was looking at all of the other shows between 8:45 and 9:15. And then depending on when she starts, she wraps up around 10:45 to 11:15.
Tim, are you taking a nap today?
Yes, 100%. All right.
You pumped?
Yeah. No, I've never seen her before. In any concert where you know
a bunch of songs
is a good time.
Yeah, and she puts on a show.
She does.
It's not just up there singing. There's a show involved.
Yeah, and I know the dome is really big, but if you look at the floor layout, there are multiple stages. So she gets all around the floor of the dome.
And in a few minutes, Lance will do your traffic, but make sure you listen to him this afternoon because that's going to be a mess for Illinois drivers coming downtown to see Taylor Swift. Maybe you want to get here a little early, have dinner downtown somewhere. Just helping you with your plans. All right, so we have Kevin's wife, Sarah, on the line.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. What's up?
We had some questions for you.
Oh, goody. Yeah.
This is already going to get an F plus. There's a new survey where people gave their partner letter grades in a bunch of different parts of their relationship. And seeing as you're a teacher and we have the most fun with your relationship with Kevin, we thought we'd let you grade Kevin.
Yeah, we'll see how close you are to the average.
Just so you know, I have pretty high expectations, so.
That's all right.
All right.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Then why did you choose Kevin?
True.
We're going to start this by you being honest.
It's hard for her.
Always.
Okay. Sarah, what kind of grade does Kevin get in terms of making an effort with your family and your parents?
Oh, A plus.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. It's pretty easy. I mean, Gary and Sherry are wonderful people. Plus, they burn our garbage.
You're trash. Yes. Say garbage. can...
Kevin's above average. The average partner gives the average person gives their partner a grade of B minus.
Oh.
What about being spontaneous?
D.
Did you say a D?
D.
Oh, yeah.
You know how he is set in his ways,
right.
Sarah.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
The average person gets a C.
Yeah.
How about humor?
B.
B.
As in boy.
Okay. That's good.
Again, above average. B minus.
Other people think he's an A. I think he's a B, you know.
You got to keep it real, Sarah.
Wait a second. You think I'm the B?
Oh, Kevin.
Wow. We're not done with this yet.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
How about patience?
Probably a B.
What would you give yourself with patience?
Well, I use all of my patience up at school. So when I get home, I have none.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The average person, by the way, C plus. So again, you're above average.
Look at how strong your relationship is.
Your sex life.
Is this supposed to be comic timing?
Wait a second.
Or what? Do you not want to answer?
This, not available?
Okay, let's move on.
We don't have to get into this portion.
How about romance overall?
C.
What's the last romantic thing Kevin did for you?
Couldn't tell you.
Hey, who's the guy who rubs your feet?
Yeah, but that's just a requirement.
Oh, wow. I think that's pretty romantic, Sarah.
Taste in movies and music.
A B.
Above average, kind of.
Yeah.
Listening.
I really listen to him all the time, so I really don't talk that much. So I guess when I do talk, probably B.
Above average, Kevin.
Really?
Yes.
I'm impressed with that.
I know. She's a tough grader, like she said.
Yeah.
And cleanliness. Remember. He takes baths.
There's different things he's clean about, you know, like, yeah, he likes the kitchen to be clean, but his underwear, no.
Which is why the sex life didn't get a grade.
Yeah, we need to cut this off because more information than I want to know. Sarah, thank you as always for being honest, and looks like you guys are doing just fine.
No problem.
Bye. Have a
great
day.
Bye. Love you.
Love you too.
You weren't talking to me, were you?
List missed connections.
Uh-huh. Okay. Tuesday.
These better be good because I have been sidetracked by the trip I should take this fall based on my zodiac sign.
Zodiac. What does yours say?
I'm telling you.
I should be, let's see. Where am I? Where's Libra? Oh, okay, yeah, I'm coming close with Mexico, Tibet, or Vietnam.
Yeah. What does mine say?
What are you again?
Aquarius.
Yeah, there's an Italy one here, but it's not you. Aquarius. See? I know. Sorry I sidetracked this. Aquarius. Oh, Russia or Anchorage, Alaska?
No. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I'll give you guys all. We'll do it off the air. I'll let you know where you should be heading for the fall.
It's all right, Courtney. Love can wait. No biggie. Hot mama. Saw you leaving, air quotes, a friend's house the other day. And headed out to your car as I was parked waiting for a phone call. Dark hair. Thick in all the right spots.
What are the right spots?
Hey, I don't write them. I just read them.
You have really, you know, the crown of your head. Really nice, lush, thick hair.
Mm-hmm.
Tight pants. I tried weekly to get your attention, but didn't want to freak you out as you had your kid with you. In the event this might be you, here's a picture of me naked.
Oh, come on. Wow. That's great. Wow.
Missed connections.
Hey, you know what? You can't be told no unless you ask. Here's my pick. Waiting for you. Husband's on vacation. Hair is did. Body waxed. Dungeon prepared. So, what's the holdup?
Is this just for anyone?
It sounds like it.
Yes.
Open house in my dungeon.
Missed connections.
I don't think that's a euphemism. Is that? I think she actually has a dungeon, right? Okay, just checking.
Seeing you. At Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
You was looking good. I was the dude checking out with some Old Roy dog food for my pits.
Oh, man. That sounds like a fake dog food.
It's real at Walmart. You was staring at me. You was holding hands with a guy and didn't know if it was your cousin or your boyfriend.
My cousin.
I don't know.
Because that's how he rolls.
Holding hands with your cousin is totally acceptable.
Yeah, well, I mean, the way this guy writes it, it's like, what's the big deal?
Those are the two choices. It's either her boyfriend or her cousin. Yeah, totally.
Seems natural. We both walked to the parking lot where I put my hoodie on. Then you looked at me. I think my hoodie turned you on.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
As it does for everyone.
Connections.
I got a hoodie like that.
I know. Who don't? Work exterminator. You are the exterminator who recently came to our building twice. I couldn't get enough of your muscular body, So I called again to have you do the job again. Sorry for the repeat business, but it was worth it to me. Maybe you'll see this and want to come back a third time for a little different inspection.
Oh, wow.
Craigslist missed connection.
Of the dungeon. The dungeon that they forgot to look at.
Dungeon has termites.
The only way you can...
Stuff's right here on Y98 with me, Radio's Tim Convy. Also on Instagram Live at Courtney & Co. Y98. We can also see the picture of Courtney's...
What do you call that thing?
Well, it's this... When you're in a golf tournament, they put a sign on your golf cart. What? And it's our names. It's supposed to be our names.
Oh, yeah. Courtney and Landrew.
Mr. Nick.
Yes.
It's Courtney Landrew.
It's worth checking out at the Instagram page. Foodstuffs brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. It is National Cheeseburger Day today. So lots of things on that. When you think cheeseburgers, I think of McDonald's. Specifically, double cheeseburger at McDonald's.
I don't know. There's so many different good burgers. Mm-hmm. I enjoy a Wendy's square burger.
Mm-hmm.
Although they do put mayonnaise on there. I don't love mayonnaise.
You're not a fan?
Hot mayo, not a fan.
Mm. Culver's is pretty good, too. Culver's cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah, Culver's.
Well, I got some McDonald's news for you. So we talked yesterday about that the walkout. So McDonald's employees are banding together saying that McDonald's isn't doing enough to deal with sexual harassment claims that are going on in the stores. And so in 10 cities, including St. Louis, a lot of employees are going to be walking out at lunch today. It's not every location, as far as we know, but it will be at least a handful. So that's today at lunch. Other McDonald's news. They changed the apple pie recipe. People love McDonald's apple pie. Well, that's what a lot of people are asking, but other people are saying, hey, it's fantastic. So it's just recently been rolled out. So brand new apple pies at McDonald's.
I was a fan of the old cherry. Remember the cherry pie?
Yeah.
And it was like, I think they're all fried. I don't know if they're all fried, but they were like little bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
Oh, but you had to be careful.
Yeah.
Hot cherry.
Whew.
Will you get in there and try this new apple pie recipe?
Would you like me to take one for the theme?
Yeah.
Food stuff.
I absolutely would. And then you remember this a couple weeks ago. We talked about those guys down in Texas who took a picture of themselves, made it Photoshopped to make it look just like a McDonald's ad, put it up in a McDonald's, It lasted for several months without anybody having any idea.
And it looked great.
And they were these two young Filipino guys, and they said they wanted more Asian representation in McDonald's. So they were on Ellen yesterday. They were telling their story, and they talked about how they're inspired by like what Crazy Rich Asians had done to represent Asians. So they were like, we were just trying to be crazy middle class Asians. So they put up this picture. Ellen had them on and also let them know that they're going to be featured in a new real McDonald's campaign.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
And gave them a check for $25,000 a piece.
No.
Yeah.
See?
Just for helping out with some diversity.
And
the sign looked great.
It really did.
And it took up a blank part of there was a wall with nothing on it.
Yeah.
Right. I loved it. National Cheeseburger Day. Here's some deals you can get today. Red Robin, buy any beverage and get a free gourmet cheeseburger and bottomless steak fries. Those fries are legit for just $5.
Yeah, they really are. Mm.
Ruby Tuesday's got a deal going on. Basically, you got to go to the website. It's a whole bunch of stuff. If you're into it, go to Ruby Tuesday.
Well, I'm a Ruby Tuesday rewards member, and I got a coupon for a free cheeseburger today or tomorrow, I think.
There you go. You going to cash that in?
I don't know. I printed it out. I'm terrible with coupons.
Yeah.
Like, when I remember the coupon is after I've already eaten there. Oh, I forgot I had a coupon.
Yeah. I'll use it next time. Wendy's, you got to go through the app. A lot of places you got to go through the app. Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, do stuff on the app. White Castle, buy anything on the menu and receive one free cheeseburger slider.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
And then IHOP still pushing the burgers. You get an unlimited... You order an ultimate steak burger and get two pancakes, basically.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'll take a cheeseburger with a side of pancakes. I do want to say...
Sounds good.
I have discovered a new treat I was telling Jen about yesterday. You know, as I've gotten older, I have more of a sweet tooth than I did. Like, I never really did, but at night I want something sweet.
Yeah.
I found at Walmart, they're not the drumstick brand, but I do love a drumstick.
but yeah, they're the great value. They're tiny drumsticks.
Yeah, they sell them at Trader Joe's, too, the little teeny tiny ones.
They're great value mini chocolate-dipped ice cream cones. And they're small. They're not too much. It's the perfect amount. You know, sometimes a drumstick is just too big.
Yeah.
You just want something a little. And they're cheap, and they're delicious.
And it's all Courtney's been talking about for 48 hours.
They're good.
So definitely get involved. Finally, National Cheeseburger Day. People love cheeseburgers. In a poll, 82% of Americans say they love cheeseburgers. That's high.
How many?
82.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost everybody, if you ask me.
I love a cheeseburger. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They also ask people their favorite types of cheese to put on a cheeseburger. What do you think?
American.
Yeah, American came in first with 66%. Cheddar was second.
Cheddar, but not the not that one cheddar.
The sharp cheddar.
Sharp cheddar.
The one can't. That's like a blob. You know,
the soft cheddar.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Swiss, 43%.
I like Swiss.
Down with that. Pepper jack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. I like Swiss and mushrooms.
I don't like pepper jack cheese.
Pepper jack.
And finally, in fifth place, provolone.
Hmm. I don't think I've ever had provolone on a burger.
Well, today's a good day to try it. It is National Cheeseburger Day, and that is Foodstuffs on Y98. Foodstuffs!
All right. What y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. The kids are so bad. Look out! 24 Karat Magic on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company morning show at 5:57. And now we're all hungry for cheeseburgers since we are talking about National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah, and you know, all these stories about National Cheeseburger Day always deal with chains and fast food places.
Yeah.
I think we should give our local cheeseburger joints a little love today.
We have a lot of great ones.
Yeah, and everybody has their go-to. I mean, the big one that just opened up, Shake Shack, I still have not had one from there.
I've had one.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you have a place that you love, you know that grill is seasoned. They've been using it for years.
Well, and I mean, Danny Meyer's from St. Louis, so Shake Shack really tastes like either Steak and Shake or a Carl's Drive-In burger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Carl's.
That's on my that's Carl's number one on my list,
and
I think.
You've never number been two. To Carl's. It is an institution. There's only like 8 seats in the whole place, but it's awesome.
There's a place by my house that I've been going to since I was a little girl, and it's a little dive tavern. It's called the Fairview Inn, not to be confused with Fairview Lounge, which is the gas station bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been there.
You've been to the gas station. Oh, you have been to the gas station
bar. With
Screech. It's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's surprising when you walk in how lovely it is.
Best gas station bar I've ever been to.
And only, possibly. All right, so the Fairview Inn has been around, I don't even know. And to look at it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I don't know about that place. Best cheeseburgers. The best.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, so delicious on a flat top grill. They bring their own, you know, their own patties out.
Oh, yeah.
And they really... like push them down to where they're skinny.
I like a skinny.
Oh, they're and crusty on the end.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They are so good. And a lot of people wouldn't probably stop there because you wouldn't know their cheeseburgers are fabulous.
Say another good place for cheeseburgers and Tuesday nights, they're on special. Soha on Hampton, south of 44.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good burger place. Mm. Muddled Pig in Maplewood, they have good burgers.
In fact,
Tuesday nights, it's you get a beer, a shot, and a burger for, I think it's 10 or 12
That's
bucks.
That's a great Tuesday night.
No kidding.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that seasoned grill, and I thought right away, Fast Eddie's.
Oh, yeah, they have a fine cheese. So and don't forget about, their fries are very good, too. Mm-hmm. They don't get enough hype. Yeah.
You know, I'm not just saying this because they're a sponsor of the show, but Salt and Smoke, I had their burger because they have a big gluten-free menu, and they have gluten-free buns. And so I had a cheeseburger there. I think it was a double cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's the double bacon cheeseburger.
So good.
I know. You people get the brisket, you want to get the barbecue stuff, but the cheeseburger delivers.
But all these little places that you don't know about. Like back in the day when I was little, the place we went to, you're going to laugh, my dad played softball at OLA, Our Lady of Assumption, and they had the best burger at the burger stand.
Really?
In between games. And then I think somebody took the grill and has it in their place.
Cause no
been,
way.
Cause it was so good.
Wow.
I remember Treecourt. We used to swim at, I don't know if Treecourt's even still around, but in Kirkwood, that's where we used to swim during the summer. And that snack bar, those burgers were out of control.
Because probably the grill was seasoned, right?
Yeah, so good.
So call us or text us with your little mom and pop burger joint. 531-9898 is both our text and phone line. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. Now we're all hungry for cheeseburgers.
So, yeah, this is a bad idea.
Yeah. You know, it's too bad we're not an afternoon show. I would love to go to a burger joint, do a broadcast, weekly broadcast from burger joints.
Yeah.
So we got a bunch of little mom and pop ones that people are telling us about. Somebody called in about Bus Loop Burgers in St. Anne. And looking them up, Channel 2's been out there. They must be really good. Horseshoe Lounge, somebody called. And somebody, the same person that said Horseshoe Lounge, I believe in Collinsville, mentioned Fairview Inn. Mm-hmm. She didn't know I mentioned them.
Yeah.
Reed's American Table in Maplewood for
that's
a fancier burger.
Yeah.
The Tattooed Dog in Wentzville. Liz's Burgers. I don't know if it's just Liz's or Liz's.
In New Melle?
In New Melle. Mm-hmm. Have a great cheeseburger.
Wally's and Breeze.
Oh, I've heard about
that place.
And I think it's like all like Subway tile. Like the outside looks like old school diner.
Cool.
Gordon Stoplight in Crystal City. Seamus McDaniels off of Tam and Hampton.
Oh, yeah, right by me.
Gallagher's in Waterloo.
Oh, Gallagher's. I've been meaning to get to Gallagher's. They supposedly have great fried chicken there, too.
Daddy Ray's in Mo'Fallon. Sugarfire. Max, they're also in Dogtown.
I like that he pauses like we're all going to have something to say after every one of them. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay.
Layla in the Grove, I thought about too. I like going there. You ever been there?
Mm-mm.
Layla, it's like gourmet burgers, a little bit of everything. Really good.
All right. So it's National Cheeseburger Day. We're just trying to give a little love to our local cheeseburger joints. Feel free to keep texting us throughout the show if you'd like. 314-531-9898.
News now and traffic. Y98 with Courtney and Company at 8:24. Humidity is going to stick around through Thursday. We'll see highs in the mid-90s. Then it looks like some rain Friday, mid-80s, and then some rain through the weekend with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s.
All right.
And then fall,
sorry,
officially arrives Saturday night.
Yes. All right. So we're still talking about your favorite cheeseburger places, not the chain places, but local mom and pop businesses to give them some love today on National Cheeseburger Day. Still getting lots of texts. Kevin hit us with some more.
The Pine Room and JJ's, both in St. Charles. High Point Drive-In. Mm-hmm. Dairy King in Trenton. Walton's.
wait.
The Dairy King.
The Dairy King. Okay.
Are they still married?
Walton's Ice Cream and More.
Oh, I
Smithton.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Cousin Hugo's. Cat and the Fiddle.
You're a Cousin Hugo's fan.
It's been a while, but yeah, they have a good burger there.
Cat and the Fiddle.
Oh yeah, Cat and the Fiddle. Mm-hmm. Is that in Millstadt or Belleville?
West Belleville.
Yeah.
Is what they said. The Afton Ice Hockey Rink. Bus Loop Burgers in St. Anne.
We mentioned them already.
Okay, and then you get another one. And then any bowling alley.
I believe that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that that grill, like I said, has been used for years.
And usually a bowling alley has a limited menu, so they have three or four things, and they have to do them all well. Like, do the things you know best.
No. Who all is having a cheeseburger today?
Totally I am. 100%.
And go to one of the mom and pop places.
Yeah. Okay, story about hiring. UPS needs a lot of workers for the holiday season as presents get delivered. They're looking to hire about 100,000 seasonal workers.
Wow,
beginning in
that's
November.
A lot.
Yeah, and it's about 5% more than last year.
And they pay well, too.
Yeah, I think so.
And great shorts.
Yes, shorts and short shifts.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're typically 4 to 5 hours.
Oh, really?
I could be totally wrong about that.
You might be making stuff up.
We're right about the brown shorts. Right.
Yes, we are. We know that for a fact.
FedEx hiring about 55,000 workers for the same time.
All right, so if you're looking for seasonal work, okay, these are some jobs that none of us are going to apply for, but if you love winter, you know, you always hear about the great summer jobs, going to an island, taking care of something,
oh, yeah,
taking pictures and being like blog about different resorts.
Yeah.
But these are dream winter jobs, okay? You can go to Finland and visit. It's a place called Lapland, and apparently you can see the Aurora Borealis.
Ooh.
And for going during the winter season, they you take care of sled dogs, you take pictures of everything that Finland has to offer, and you get paid just to take pictures of the area.
Yeah, you can go to Lapland in Finland, or you can just go to Smaland in IKEA and play in a little daycare center.
Okay, sweet. This is cool for anybody that loves to ski. You get to ski around the world. It's one person, okay? It's in conjunction with this Epic Pass. It's Vail Resorts Mountain Pass that they sell.
Yeah, so they want you to review all the different ski places?
Yeah, it involves one person hitting 65 slopes in 7 countries, 3 continents over January and February of this year, with all travel, lodging, food included, plus 10 grand for your trouble, tons of gear for skiing.
How many places?
65, and a top-of-the-line GoPro.
65 in 2 months.
Yeah, you get to go to France, Japan, Switzerland, all over the U.S., Austria, Canada, Italy.
It's great, but it sounds like a lot of work squeezed into a small amount of time.
It'd be funny if they got somebody who didn't know how to ski.
I don't know if my knees could take it.
Yeah, right.
Then there's like a snowmobile tour guide in Aspen, winter caretaker at the Golden Horn Lodge in Western Alaska, dog musher in Alaska.
What? Dog musher.
Yeah. In Chena Hot Springs, it's in Alaska. And so you have to love dogs, obviously, and involves you taking care of 75 dogs, leading guests in cart and trail rides. It gives you access to their horses, facilities, activities, and provides free housing and food.
Wow.
Yeah. Huh. I don't love winter, so none of these appeal to me.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by St. Louis County Parks. Get out and explore today.
Do it!
Little local Schmig Family Feud contestants on today. The Memick family from St. Louis.
Hey, hey.
And then Wednesday, September 26th, the D'Amico family from Gray Summit.
All right.
Cheer them on. Also locally, Taylor Swift at the Dome at America Center tonight. I've already had people say, what time does she go on? Well, I mean, her ticket says, what, 7 o'clock or something like that? She has 2 openers. So, based on what I'm reading online, and this is not set in stone here for St. Louis, the concert apparently starts with Charlie XCX opening at 7. Then around 7:45, Camila Cabello is the second opener. Depending on the venue and the weather, Taylor's set will start between 8:30 and 9. They say the weather because a lot of them were outdoors.
Outside, yeah.
Show ends between 10:45 and 11:15, depending on when she starts. So if you don't want to miss anything, get there at 7 p. Julie Chen leaving the talk. She's making the announcement in a pre-taped message on today's show. Online at Y98.com. The trailer for Mary Poppins returns. And wait for it at the end. Dick Van Dyke.
It's so cool.
Not going to say anything more. You have to see the role that he's not the chimney sweep anymore. Hmm. He's wearing a suit. Very respectable.
Julie Andrews shows up. If Dick Van Dyke.
Don't you think?
They didn't show it in the trailer, but that doesn't mean she doesn't show up. Game of Thrones won Best Drama Series at the Emmys this year, and the Amazon show The Marvelous Mrs. The Marvelous Mrs. M won for Comedy Series. By the way, Sketch Variety Series went to SNL, and Best Variety Talk Series, you know, all the late night talk shows, went to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Wow.
There was a proposal last night at the Emmys. The guy who won an Emmy for directing the Oscars, Glenn Weiss, got up and proposed to his fiance during his acceptance speech. He gave her his mother's ring. His mother had just died 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
I know. Netflix and HBO won the most Emmys last night with 23. And who knows, next year Facebook could win an Emmy because they have a series premiere tonight called Sorry for Your Loss.
What?
Elizabeth Olsen, younger sister of the Olsen twins, trying to pick up the pieces of her life 3 months after her husband's death.
Where it's do you watch that?
8 Whoa. O'clock on Facebook.
Weird.
I don't understand.
I don't know how this thing works. Just go to Facebook.
I mean, what a great platform for a show. Yeah. Though. Everyone's on it.
Yeah.
Instagram keeps popping up like, watch this show. Watch this IG original show. No, I don't want to watch an Instagram show. Just want to watch my friend's stories.
Yeah, right.
Let me get back to my stories.
Tim's brother is very, you know, his stories are really good.
Yeah, my brother's latest Instagram story is about the weekend he spent with my dad, and it's pretty funny.
Burt Bacharach is
they
involved.
They saw Burt Bacharach, and then he's about to unleash, they went on the TMZ tour. Apparently, my dad loves TMZ.
What time does he watch it? At night?
I don't know, but and apparently he does an impression of the voice that's like, we caught Justin Bieber outside of Hollywood.
I can't stand it.
So, Chris Convy on Instagram, check that out.
That's hilarious. Does your dad know we do, like, the same thing called Schmig?
Yeah, he's a huge Schmig fan as well.
Oh, okay.
He likes the visual. And again, he likes the voice.
I don't know about that. Speaking of voices, Melissa Villaseñor, Alex Moffat, and Mikey Day have all been made regulars on SNL. Melissa Villaseñor, when she does that skit where she's in bed with a guy.
Yes.
I know it's supposed to be funny, but that voice is crazy. Crazy. I shouldn't be one to judge. Roseanne Barr giving another interview about the Conners, and she reveals how her character will die in the new season. Opioid overdose.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. They alluded to that in the first season.
She said it was her idea to have her character struggle with a drug addiction, but she never intended on dying
because
of it, and she doesn't like it.
You know, I have to say, that has to be tough for her.
Yeah.
This show was created all based on her brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all these people got their big start, or only start, based on these characters they portrayed.
Yeah, and it's still going on without you.
Drugs can be a terrible thing.
The Paley Center salutes This Is Us on NBC. It's a one-hour special from the first two seasons, and I believe they're going to rerun it before the season premiere on September 25th. Tom Cruise, pictures of him on the set of Top Gun 2. By the way, the plot line, he's a teacher to Goose's son. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Oh,
yeah. I like it. Yeah,
man, I'm so pumped.
And the photo has a spoiler alert as well.
It does?
Yeah.
Tom Skerritt?
No.
What is it? Just
I used to
us.
Have such a crush on Tom Skerritt until you made that gross movie with Drew Barrymore.
Oh, yeah, where
Poison Ivy.
He played the character too well. Right.
Yes.
Ugh. And then just a bizarre thing during an Emmy pre-party between Tom Arnold and Mark Burnett, who's the producer, you know, behind The Apprentice and The Amazing Race, all that stuff. Apparently, there was some big altercation. Mark's side says that Tom started throwing, you know, punches, and Tom says they instigated the fight. But apparently there were a ton of celebrities that were witnesses. Kevin Bacon, Billy Eichner, Patton Oswalt, Allison Hannigan, and Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor, broke up the fight.
Yeah.
Nice work,
Probst. And Roma was there, and
Roma
she
Downey.
Posted something about it.
Yeah, she said she got a bruise thanks to Tom Arnold because she's married to Mark Burnett.
Yes.
Wow. And then Brian Fogle was there with Tom Arnold, and he was videoing the whole thing. They think he was doing video for Tom's new show, which is all about trying to release the Trump tapes, which he believes Mark Burnett is in possession of.
So he ambushed him.
Yeah, and it seems like he wanted this thing to be big because it premieres this week.
Oh.
So he's like, it premieres the week after the Emmys. I'll track him down. And who knows what actually happened.
Right.
But I think the timing of it is
suspect.
Yeah. All these celebrities, though, being called as witnesses by the Los Angeles Police Department. I know. We'll see how it turns out. Maybe some... Y98, man, this is a big deal. I ran out of time to mention it in the schmig, but Bob Seger announces his final tour today. And 42 years ago today, Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry hit number one on the charts. Oh. Courtney wrote down top five favorite songs ever.
Worst.
What, least. Wild Cherry?
Oh, worst. Oh, I thought that was favorite.
Are you sure it's not favorite?
I dislike that song so much.
Oh, man, so but Play That Funky dancing. Music hit number one on this day. And Courtney's boyfriend, Mr. Nick, who's vice president / secretary of the Bob Seger Silver Bullet fan club.
That's right.
It's going to be super stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I know. It's a sad day for us.
By the way,
yeah.
It says very few tickets remain. So they announced this a while ago.
Yeah.
But they're just letting people know?
I don't know. Maybe you have to be... I'll ask Nick.
I feel like we talked about this a while back.
I think he... It might be a formal announcement that it's his retirement tour, but I think he was noising
around.
Always
going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. New dates go on sale Friday, September 28th.
Oh.
Well, get excited.
Think of all the people who've retired multiple times. Cher. Elton
yeah, she's
John.
Back. Oh, yeah. She's back. No, these were already on sale. A few tickets remain. Very confused. All right. On this day, we're going to do birthdays and on this day. You're going to guess how long ago this was.
Oh, okay.
On this day, David Letterman did his first top 10 list.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
1982?
Oh, I'm going to say it was like probably 33 years ago.
Which
probably 33 years ago. It was 33, wow, 1985.
Wow. Oh.
I may have seen this, but I didn't remember the year. I really didn't.
85. 31 years ago today, Fatal Attraction came out. 14 years ago, Britney Spears married Kevin Federline on this day. So if you celebrate an anniversary today and you're still married,
you beat them.
Good for you.
14 years ago?
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like it should be longer?
Yeah, it felt, I was going to say.
I don't know why. I mean, she's lived like a bunch of different lives since then.
Yeah.
She sure has.
How old is Jason Sudeikis?
43.
Yep.
Whoa. Yes.
Okay. How about Lance Armstrong?
50?
No. 47?
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow, Tim.
Have you seen these?
No.
All right, let's go for the three-peat.
Yeah, Tim. You go first.
How old is James Marsden?
Oh, yeah. There are two James Marsdens. Isn't Spike? Isn't that his name too?
Oh, you're talking about from Buffy. Buffy.
You're talking James. About the other James Marsden.
That James Marsden, I bet.
No,
is...
the one that's in Westworld.
Okay, yeah.
The Cyclops.
Yeah, the non-Buffy one.
Right, the 27 dresses, wasn't he in
He's
that?
He's not in Buffy?
No, Buffy's a different James Marsden. I don't even know if that's his name, but it's similar.
45.
You got it.
No, I did not.
Did I really?
Yeah.
45? Seriously?
Yeah.
Three,
man.
Wow. Three.
Go buy a lottery ticket. On the Courtney and Company morning, on the Coco Show.
I'm ready for her to put some music out.
Right?
Yeah.
She says she will when she's ready.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
We could use some hits, Rihanna.
Riri and Aunt Nene.
Nene, that's my name. Tim, what does Will call you? T?
T.
T, yeah.
Yeah, that's what my family calls me anyway, so.
It's whatever they end up calling you. You know, I know grandmas always want a specific name, but it's cuter to let them figure out what they're going to call you.
Right.
My mom put off a grandma name for so long, and now Will just calls her Kate.
That's hilarious.
And she hates it.
She does?
Well, yeah. It's just her grandkid just calls her first name.
I know.
Maybe she can change it to, like, Kiki or something.
She could still change it because he's still, you know, words are...
Still coming in.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's early.
Yeah.
She could easily
get on it
sway
now,
him. She's got to say her name over and over.
Yeah.
Or have people say a name she wants over and over.
Yeah.
All right. So I finally saw three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. Did?
I loved it. I thought it was spectacular.
And you know the one?
Sam Rockwell is just the best.
But Peter Dinklage was the one that surprised me because I was like, oh, that's right.
Oh, he was great in it too. I thought it was really good. Well, there's a guy named Dave being shamed on a billboard for not paying bills within 6 weeks. Okay, here's
who's
what the,
shaming him?
Somebody that he
is friends with?
No, somebody that did a job for him and he didn't pay him. So they have a picture
this is in a small town.
Oh, that's no awesome.
This is Dave. I can't read the rest of it. This is Dave. Dave hasn't paid for a job finished 6 weeks ago. Don't be like Dave. I have bills to pay too. Hashtag pay what you owe. And then there's a big picture of Dave that takes up like a third of the billboard. It's like one of those, you know, real estate pictures almost. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I do too.
Fair game. Because you know if Dave went to them and said, listen, can we work something out or payment plan or something, they wouldn't put the billboard.
This was a last resort. They've contacted him many times.
Nobody knows who Dave is yet. Locals initially thought it might be part of a viral ad campaign, but it appears to be genuinely targeting someone local for non-payment. Which brings me to an incredible judge. Was it Judge Judy or Hot Bench that I watched?
Wow.
I get them confused. It may have been Hot Bench.
Judge Mathis, don't forget.
I don't watch that one. I just watch the Fox ones. Okay, so this guy would hire... He's a landlord. I think he owns a bunch of buildings. Mm-hmm. So what he does is he hires these people that to do all this different work for him and then doesn't pay them. And this guy was taking this other guy to court, but it ended up really backfiring on him. So this guy brought a witness in because he found something on Craigslist about this guy, like a big thread of 12 people he scammed out on paying.
Wow.
Because here's what he does. He hires them. And then he acts like he has the law on his side because he hires non-licensed people to do work.
Oh.
So then he uses that. And these people are paying, using their own money to buy materials.
Right. Oh, that's not right.
Just an ugly, ugly man. And so Hot Bench was not going to take it.
No, they never do.
And the funny thing is, he's the one that brought this guy that did the work for free to court for something.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Why?
And then this guy countersues him, and this guy that the guy that countersued him brought a witness, and they won.
Man.
Nice.
And the guy like ended up having to pay the most they can give is $5,000.
Yeah.
Right.
But hopefully now that people saw this, and if they've worked for this guy, they're all going to take him to court.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Bench delivers justice. I've always said that.
There's three of them, and three heads are better than one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes one will not go along with the sentence. There'll be just 2-1.
Right. But and that's why it's such a hot bench.
It really is a hot bench. Okay, and then finally, the things that make you feel up to 15 years younger. What are things that make you feel like
younger?
Like just your brain takes a break. You just feel better.
Oh, I was going to say being asked for my ID when I'm buying liquor at the grocery store. That's not on there.
No.
That literally makes you feel
It does
younger.
Make me feel good, but then I realize it's the law in some places, so don't get too cocky with that. Because they have to put the birth date in to the system.
Would exercise or something?
Exercising,
like
number three. There's easier ones, though.
Eating healthy. Sleep, but getting a good night's sleep.
Nope.
Hearing your favorite song on the radio?
Nope. Animals. Think of animals.
Having them?
Petting.
Petting an animal.
It says a dog or a cat. Cats, be careful. Regularly hanging out with friends is number four.
Mm-hmm.
Exercising, three. Love.
Relations.
Doing it. is number two. And number one, vacations.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you haven't had a vacation in a while.
Y98, back to you. It's Selena Gomez on the Courtney and Company morning show. We're playing cleanup here at the end of the show. Kevin has some more cheeseburger favorites. So today's National Cheeseburger Day, and we were talking, you know, a lot of the specials are big chains, and we wanted to highlight some of the local places here that have the best cheeseburgers.
The Owensville Diner in Owensville, Missouri. The Krakow store.
The what?
The Krakow store.
You said it differently.
Huh? Yeah, it sounded like Krakow.
Do you want to spell it for me and we can help?
K-R-A-K-O-W. Krakow.
Krakow, yeah.
Krakow. Krakow store.
You don't have to, like, Krakow. Yeah, that felt a little...
Hey, man, I'm a guy who drops my L's.
Weird.
So...
Yeah, you talked about the death toe this morning.
I know. In fact...
No, don't play
so
it.
So does
don't,
the death
no,
toe.
No, no. It's a terrible thing that's
going on. I know it's a terrible thing, but
he says death toe.
I missed my L's in school. Anyway, Concord Grill in South County, JP's Bar in Eureka, and then the Double D Karaoke in Brentwood.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had food from there.
Just karaoke?
And the shots. The shot lady used to carry the shots around.
Plus something else. Yeah, National Cheeseburger Day. Yeah. So there you go. Go check those out.
We have something for Tim. There's a new service in South Korea. You might be needed there.
Okay.
There are kids that are being bullied, and parents can hire an uncle to protect their kids from bullies.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a great uncle. I only have, like a year and change experience.
Yeah, it's called the Uncle Service. So there are a couple of different packages. The evidence package, where a fake uncle secretly films the kid getting bullied and then turns the tapes over to the school.
Oh, wow.
And tells them they better do something about it or he'll go to the school board.
Wow.
That is $350 a day.
Wow. That's good money. Right? Maybe I will.
Maybe you can start this in St. Louis.
Yeah.
The uncle package, where the guy, you, walk the kid to and from school and give a stern warning to the bullies. That's $440 a day.
That's a little more up my alley.
Plus, you're getting your cardio in.
Right.
So it's like a win-win. You save money going to your trainer.
Right.
And you're helping out.
And scaring little kids. Always a plus.
And the chaperone package. The fake uncle, or as I call him, the funkle. Goes to wherever the bully's parents work.
What?
Confronts them and protests in front of the building, yelling, "A parent of a bully works here."
Man.
Four visits, $1,770.
Not worth it.
You can't, you're not confrontational.
No. I mean, I'll confront some kids, but.
I was going to say, I think, though, that, though, is the best one. You know? I mean, like, that would, that.
Probably gets results,
right?
But. That's kind of embarrassing. You like run into somebody, you know, "Hey man, what are you doing here?" "Oh, I'm an uncle for hire, and there's some bullies' parents that live here."
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.